versus Wade was overturned. Oh my God,
we're welcome back. We're outside of time.
Outside, we're going backwards in time, baby.
Lewis, Newen, John, Cho.
Bang bang.
Let's get it out.
Wow, dude, a lot of shit happened.
wow, this world's crazy.
Twitter, like, obviously has been the whole what happened with the
it's been SCOTUS. A day. Technically for us, it's been a day.
It's just been a day, right? When we released this shit, probably people have already burned down like five, Foot Lockers.
I was going to say something not right.
Why Foot Locker?
Because they always like just like destroy every store they can watch, bro. Didn't the last time everybody like burned down like an Arby's or something?
Not an Arby's. It was a Chili's.
But why Foot Locker specifically?
Like, I don't know.
Think Foot Locker as a brand was just pushing the the anti-abortion?
No, I feel like Foot Locker is an easy store to fucking just
light on
fire.
You had a miscarriage. You keep it to yourself, dumb bitch.
That or Ross.
Now get some Adidas.
No, but I feel like there's going to be more protests. Well, there's already protesting started.
Yeah, but there was a protest outside the Supreme Court when it happened.
Because that shit was fucking
What I thought you were going to say. That burns down or something like that. But
they wouldn't burn that shit down,
But you targeted Foot Locker of all companies.
I targeted a store. I could have said fucking...
this motherfucker's...
They could have fucking burned down. This
motherfucker got Foot Action money under the table.
Wait, but you like how quick they sent the cops for that, but not the goddamn...
you know what else they overturned?
What?
The Miranda rights shit.
Oh, yeah. They don't have to read that shit to you.
They don't have to read it out to you
anymore.
Yeah, they
don't have to say what? What's the Miranda rights? How'd it go? You're under arrest. Everything you'll say will be
used to testify in court, blah, blah, blah.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can will be used against the court.
Hey, that's it.
Are you an attorney?
It's dun dun. Bad boys. What you got?
I went for bad boys. I went for SVU.
You didn't watch Cops?
Bum, 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 bum. Boom, boom.
That's crazy.
Boom, boom.
Bro, that's a sick guy. You know what's another one good? The People's Court.
Dude, I'm like, Kenny G, where'd you come from?
he's our lead analyst.
I run forensics, bro.
Yeah, what's the science where like it's the trajectory where like if someone shoots you. No, but there's a specific like splatter.
Blood splatter pattern.
Splatter pattern.
Splatter
pattern. But they're all part of forensics.
But they're all forensics.
That's the department.
You have to.
Newen.
Shut up.
I know where you're going to go with like trying to argue some shit.
I'm not trying to argue. I'm just asking.
Can we all agree? Murder bad.
So I'm right.
Murder bad.
Murder bad.
So blood stay in body.
That's hilarious. Blood no outside.
Blood no outside.
Blood in, blood no out.
Hold on, side note. The People's Court song also was fire, too.
What was the People's Court song?
Yeah, but that show got ruined very quickly by the actual people. That's why it was weird that Cops itself decided to go Rastafarian.
Yeah, I think that was weird.
I think it was a racially motivated thing.
They're like, hey, we're just going to arrest a bunch of black people, so here's a reggae song.
What you going to do? Bad boy.
Every time they arrest a black dude, he's Jamaican. What you doing, man?
The producer's in the back like,
Hey, ting not all right.
Hey, whose meth is this? It's my brother's.
I don't get why we shot the pilot in Haiti.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Dude, that's fucked. That's a queen. I mean, Cops was a good show. I think they're still doing that shit, right, nowadays?
Yeah.
Do they pay the cops on top of filming them? I never understood that.
I don't even know how this shit works.
I think they just paid the station, like, for publicity.
So the station gets, like, a kickback on... Damn.
I was wondering why the fuck it smelled sweet, and I forgot we gave this fool cake.
Who?
Yeah.
You.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cupcake. Let's be real. Come on.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
It's not a size cake.
Yeah.
It's caramel. It has caramel.
Salted caramel.
Sound sweet?
I mean.
Sound sweet is all right. Yeah. Savory and sweet. I think. Sweet and salty? That's
savory.
Yeah. That's savory. Damn. I just like use the same words.
Food good.
My brain is fucking checked out, man. All this news, what happened, it's just left my brain too much, bro.
I'm like so
also
devastated.
With the hat that you're wearing, the beard right now, the trimmed up beard, you look like a train conductor.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't see it.
Good, because I ain't fucking.
All aboard, we're going back in time.
For real, bro.
Back to 1954.
Shit. If you look to the right, you'll see the whites, and if you look to the left, you'll see the colors.
Bro, what if, like, what if they overturn, like,
everything?
They're
trying to.
They're trying to. You see that fucking dumbass that said
they're trying to overturn the same-sex marriage and all this other shit.
Same-sex marriage and also,
Contraception.
Contraception,
yeah. They're trying.
So you tell me we can't fucking nut in a condom anymore?
No.
Trying to.
That's weird, bro. Hold up.
They want you to shoot.
Women's rights? I don't understand. But fucking shooting a load in a condom? Y'all fucking getting crazy.
What
now.
Do you mean you don't understand?
I'm joking. It's a joke. It was a
you wanted to say something funny, but no, that wasn't
it was
funny.
An exaggeration.
No, you're not
I really
funny.
Feel for women.
That's why I'm saying a red pill episode.
What do you
would
mean?
Be
red,
funny.
What are you talking about, red pill?
Like,
by the way, I am with
I'm
going
to pitch this if the audience yeah, wants yeah, to watch a, it. Yeah, but as a bit, we have like alter egos where we wear the sunglasses.
Yeah.
And we spout some red pill shit.
What is red pill? Like, you say red pill, like, everybody. Like, I don't know.
It's the show that fucking Will Smith's wife has.
It's no, the pill red. That Morpheus wait, was offering to Neo.
Wait, are you talking about the red table talk?
No, it's that's the one. Table. It's the one where they got
so
killed.
So we're all bringing our feelings
murder.
To the table.
No,
it's where because the guy married the wrong goddamn wife.
Who
he got killed and then
he took a red pill.
No, everybody
it's from
died.
The Matrix.
Yeah, well, yeah,
I know, but like
the,
I know
it's a reference to the red pill.
Follow the white rabbit. Yeah, but like, what does that mean? Like,
but there's
that
like,
we're just white rabbit. So like, I've been woke.
Blue red.
I'm gonna let them go on.
Fly, little Icarus, fly.
That's me flying. For the other listeners.
Sounds like you're taking.
Sounds like a turtle.
Oh, no, that's me fucking flapping my wings because it takes fucking energy, dog. Come on, bro.
It sounds like he's taking it.
What if birds did that every time they had a fly?
I think they do. That's why you think. They're like boxers. So red pill, you're pitching. My bad. My bad. So red pill means you're
so you
anti
know that
women.
It's
right?
Not. It's not anti women. I don't know if it's, I guess it would be considered anti women.
What's red pill?
But the whole reference started from the Matrix. Obviously,
right,
the red
yeah,
pill
yeah, 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 red
was
pill.
The truth pill.
Yes.
So
pill.
Like, there's like a moving a little movement of like incel-y kind of guys that act like they're alphas,
oh,
and they're like, we know the truth
okay.
of what y'all are trying to do.
So
and
what John
this
is
shit.
Saying. We cosplay the Matrix.
That too.
We all
that.
Wear ball caps,
wear trench
and
coats,
then the guy that's
ball
most
hair bands as far as we can.
Glasses
wear sunglasses
that don't have any frame.
And then when we sit down, we just do.
Yeah.
The most
trying to hit me and hit me.
Like there's a guy that's like a really big face on that thing. His name is like Roman or something like that.
Roman Polanski.
He has like a podcast, and then he's always like just bitching and moaning that like. Every man nowadays is like a beta, so like that's why we're not like succeeding in life.
So blue pill means you're a beta.
Yeah. And then like he did a whole podcast where he had like 7 or 8 women there, and then he was talking about
that dude.
Yeah, that dude.
The skinny black guy or some shit.
He's actually he's
like
Middle Eastern.
Oh.
But he's just dark as hell.
Oh, Middle Eastern. Well, that kind of explains.
Oh, those guys.
Yeah, and he was just like at one point he was just
are you talking about Fresh and Fit?
I don't know there.
In that podcast?
He wears glasses all the time.
You like him. I remember you were talking.
Shut the fuck up. Bro, I feel like everybody in this podcast thinks either I'm gay, I'm dating a dude called the Quad.
You're a right-wing gay guy.
Man, I built the wall. Yeah.
You believe in the pride flag, but only a part of it.
Yeah, the Confederate pride flag. Jesus. Bro, I shit you not. I wouldn't be surprised if there's someone probably waving that shit around.
Probably.
But do you think they're doing it to like out of spite of the
I think
Confederacy,
they're being
or
they're
actually a gay Confederate?
I think they're a gay Confederate that couldn't take the L.
They're like they're wearing the Klansman outfit, but it's made by Prada.
they walk in the room too.
It's sheer. It's all below. It has big spouts and stuff like that.
Hell no, dude. Okay, I get it. Now I know what red pill means.
Yeah, and so one of the clips that I've seen is he had a podcast where he had like 8 girls on, and they were talking about like equality and stuff like that. And he was just like, women don't actually want to be equals. Y'all just want the opportunity, blah, 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 blah. And then at one point he's like, if you're dating someone, a male, and he starts expressing his emotion and stuff like that, you'll respect him less and shit like
that's
that.
That's what it says. Yeah, they like beta cuck.
He's
males.
Like, just be honest. You don't actually want an equal relationship. You just want a chance to treat your man like he's a bitch, and that's why you don't get anywhere, but you still cheat on him with alpha males. And some bullshit like that. And I was just like, dude, this guy is
hurt.
Yeah.
Imagine being hurt. Like, who? When did his mom not hug him?
You know,
like when, like,
you know,
what?
You know, 100% after that was pop, he sits in his car and that new Joji song came out. He's just sitting in his car listening to it.
Mad. Because he's never been in love.
Red knuckling.
So
his
he can't
damn
relate.
Will.
He's like, yeah. What do you mean?
But he's like, legitimately, he's like, I'm single. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm single and I probably will never find the one because I'm rich and like I'm alpha, like it's excusable.
But is rich being, like, is rich
because. Homie, go cry in your big ass mansion.
Go cry in a closet somewhere. Fuck's sake.
Okay.
It's not personal. How is that personal? You mentioned it like three times in the podcast, right? But no, dude.
But yeah.
I mean, I'm not super in tune with my emotions, I would say.
Oh, we know.
Like, there's some emotions I can't, like, not that I can't, I can't express
them. That was the
most
dudeish fucking thing.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, bro. You know?
Seems like. Seems
hey,
like,
bro. Hey, just stay, bitch.
Bitch is right.
Bitch turns away, bitch.
Hey, sometimes it be like that.
Hey, 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 hey. It is what it is.
You laugh about it. That's enough ass. You laugh about it, but that is like
the
like
mantra.
Old Viet guy way of doing things. It's like,
hey, girl, feel what you want to feel.
When you agree with them, instead of saying you agree with them, you just cheers.
Oh, I thought you meant they just no, say, it is what it is. I thought you meant it is what it is. Like, they saw, like.
No, it's oh, like, okay. Like even, like, dumb shit.
No, man. It is what it is.
But, yeah, that's what they do. Like, you could say the most generic
hurry
thing.
Hurry up, we're missing this crawfish ball.
No, man.
You can literally say the most generic shit, and if they agree with you, they'll just cheers. You can be like, damn, it's hot.
Cheers, yeah. Man. Mm-hmm. But that's cool. Cause
why?
It's camaraderie, bro. Like,
it's not camaraderie. That's just.
Bro, you telling me having a cold one with the boys in Vietnam ain't a vibe?
I don't know. I've never been there.
I see. You try to like channel that vibe. It's a vibe, bro.
I guess, but I'm just like.
You tell me if you wouldn't be like somewhere chill drinking a brewski, you wouldn't it wouldn't be a vibe.
Lewis doesn't believe in that.
I would
though.
Talk.
Lewis, what do you do for like? What do you okay?
As
what
soon
do you
alcohol is involved? He makes it a mission to either go all the way out or not do it.
What
at
do you
all.
Mean by all the way out?
Like either he.
Fuck it, I'm getting butt fucked tonight. Lewis, chill.
No, that is.
Say to Wendy's.
This is always the projection about some. Non-heterosexual
shit.
I'm Pride Month.
I'm Pride Month, bro.
I'm Pride Month.
Pride Month women lost their rights, bro. Come on, man.
New one always goes into like, you want to get butt fucked? I'm like, homie.
I never
stop.
Said that.
Yes, you did.
I started the fucking butt fuck train and I just got on it.
I don't remember.
So you've been in it. So you've been on the butt fuck
No,
train.
You in the caboose.
You've been taking it in the caboose, clearly.
Don't take my
this
joke.
Motherfucker would bring up a train looking like a fucking conductor. It's just a wrong train.
Hey, bro, it's a fucking the fuck.
Could have said
dog.
Amtrak or something. No, it's butt fuck train.
What do you mean?
No one on that
train?
Butt fuck express, bro.
Okay,
why?
Dude, this fucking. Oh shit, this was
but
dope.
Yeah, because that's like a thing in the Viet community.
Hey, the sky is blue.
Nice.
But no, deadass. And then whenever at least for my dad, when I've seen him drink with his friends, if they start saying anything stupid, to cut him off, he'll just cheers and just shut him up like that. They'll be like, yeah, but like, you know, I really think cryptocurrency is the future.
That's a good way to shut someone up.
Talking?
Huh?
Because you have to drink.
Yeah.
You have to drink after you cheers.
I ain't got to do shit.
See, this is what I'm saying. This is why you don't do bro drinks.
Yeah.
You drink because you're sad. You don't drink because it's fun.
No, that was you, brother.
No, I don't drink because I'm sad.
Do you want to go into this one?
I smoke because I'm sad.
Why did I sound like a demon, bro? Every time. Y'all planted that fucking seed in me, bro.
Y'all playing like, I drink sad.
I sad.
Harry knuckles for me.
Number mad.
I smoke because mad.
Number mad.
No mad, no. Smoke mad.
Mad make me mad. It's like The Office. It's easier English. I hungry.
Why use many words when few words
short
do
word
best?
New point.
He's onto something, bro. Y'all don't even know. I'm already here, bro. I'm...
I'm firing at a high capacity.
You say here.
You're firing at high capacity like 180 million years ago, you caveman.
He peaked in the prehistoric age.
Is it fucked up?
Surprised that fucking hat fits with your big ass forehead.
You got a posable thumbs and you're like, I'm good.
New one looks at his thumbs and goes, nah, these ain't for me. He tries to claw everything like this.
Bro, have you
picking
heard
up
of
shit
wheel?
With his feet.
Yeah, picking up shit with his feet. Bro, I just randomly have a tail.
What the fuck? You just want to be a Saiyan.
Yeah, I do. Damn it, you cut out quick. Then I get really
you Hispanic, the only anime you ever watched.
Bro, I feel like that the Dragon Ball Z was popular in Latin America, bro.
It was
super like
I know a lot of like people that are like diehards and they like didn't come to America until like they're older.
Yeah, because it was
in
Spanish.
Like, why?
Nah. It wasn't in Vietnam, right? Well, you wouldn't even fucking grow up in Vietnam, so.
But it was popping in Vietnam.
Was it though?
Yeah,
it was a fucking anime. It popped up everywhere. It was in Korea too.
I came to when I went to Vietnam. I had like the full collection of Dragon Ball GT.
Son Goku.
On VCD.
No, man.
Not DVD.
Don't make
it ball,
no,
man. They follow the trend of Japan.
Calm down.
Language in those two words.
Hey, bro. Is either that or are we bastardizing your culture?
It's
again?
My favorite like, word.
TikTok call back.
Call back.
My gosh.
It's my favorite word.
I don't even know what still means to this day. What do my
damn
mean?
Your mom?
That's what it means.
Damn your mom.
Do man.
Do man.
That's mean.
Yeah.
That'd have been fuck you.
That is our equivalent of fuck you.
Oh.
Why would I insult you when I can insult the person that's the most important to you? Your mom. Viet people were doing the your mom joke before y'all ever got onto that shit.
I feel like everybody was doing your mom jokes.
But like they go do man.
Capitalize on that. Coronavirus somehow.
Oh, you got it.
I should have.
There's nothing.
Like
there's no other way you get it once you get it.
You got it, and you didn't tweet about it, so you didn't capitalize at all.
Yeah, I didn't capitalize. I could have gotten more followers. Yeah. The fucking joking with you, dude. That'd be fucking sad, dude.
You could have still had a band.
You can't cancel us. I got COVID.
I'm sick.
Yeah. I can't breathe. John.
Oh my god, this one's fucking this is a dark podcast.
Dude, deadass, someone thought that
y'all
I
had
gonna,
not even a full beer and this is what's happened.
Hey,
I finished mine and I'm good.
It has nothing to do with the alcohol.
Boy.
It's the demon's
I don't know. Boy. It's demon time when alcohol is present.
But yeah, someone thought I tweeted the whole like me getting let go of my company because of COVID as a clout thing. And I was just like,
who said that?
Everybody, because John's a clout chaser, no. Clearly.
I don't think you're a clout chaser, John. And I think you're the opposite. You run away from clout.
And I was just like, why the fuck would I? Who would want to get clout off of that? I was.
A lot of people, dude.
And I was just like, bro, that's so dumb.
Hey, man, I wanted to be a streamer.
Because I feel like nowadays.
Now, a lot of new streamers came after that, too.
Yeah.
Because no one had anything to do. So they're on Switch.
Yeah. And TikTok helped it out, too.
Yeah.
God bless TikTok.
TikTok blew up even harder.
I love TikTok. I'll be on that hole for 2 months.
Again, China is destroying the
You know
game,
how
bro.
Much fucking information they got out of that shit?
A lot.
Yeah.
Super invasive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn, super invasive. Why?
In terms of like their software, what they monitor on your phone.
They monitor your notes.
Yeah.
Really?
They have access to your notes, your reminders, your calendar, and everything.
Shut the fuck up.
When you install it, they ask for access to everything.
Yeah. Oh my god.
They ask for access to like all your media files and shit.
Do you give access to anything? That's why
I do, just cause like
really?
I live life on the edge, bro. So
I'm literally like,
dude, you can right now, you can open like get a brand new computer, open up TikTok and start watching, and within like 3 or 4 minutes, their For You page will be an exact replica of your current one. Because they have it that tuned in, like within like
that's
a,
so
3 to 4 minutes.
Impressive
they can figure
to me,
out who
bro.
You are.
That's impressive. If a machine or software can
their algorithm
guess
intense.
What you would like before you even know.
At this point, I stop caring. I don't give a fuck that much.
You just fucking take. You watch TikTok the most out of everybody, right? I feel like you and Lewis.
Lewis. Me.
No, because I see you like.
You say that, but he's on Lewis. It the whole time.
I'm on it for like maybe a couple minutes at
and
a
he's
time.
On it like because his girl's sending him a lot of the ones.
I'm getting a lot sent
I'm
because
on
of,
it
know.
By myself.
I'll scroll through it for like maybe 5 or 10 minutes at a time, but that's it. I've never gone any further than 5 to 10 minutes.
I've never watched it for fun.
I'm gonna say between y'all two, how in one day, how many times do you think you open the app?
Today? Once.
Today, none.
On a normal day?
Wait, today I think maybe once or twice, actually. I don't remember.
On a normal day, maybe twice. Maybe
a lot, because of that work.
So to you, it's like a pastime thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Pastime and research.
For me, it's Instagram Reels. That's what gets me.
That's just whack.
I'm like, oh, Jeremy.
I don't know why, but that's just, just boring as fuck.
Busted, and then people will take the shit off of TikTok to put it on
Instagram. Exactly. Yeah. So I'll just go to the source.
Just go to Instagram or just go to TikTok.
I go to the source.
That's why I think I was singing Island Boy
ahead of the curve.
3 weeks after it was popular.
Yeah.
You'll show us
and Island Boy. And someone was like, bro, that was like 3 weeks ago. I was like, oh.
You like showed me and Joe, and we were like, yeah, we've seen it.
I know. That's sad. Yeah, I'm a boomer now. Fuck.
No, just people on Instagram just take popular
content. You just turned 27.
I know, but I feel fucking
old. But we got
old.
Boomer. Me and Nguyen got boomer tendencies.
Bullshit. You
told John. I told
you
John.
You fucking do.
Dude, I told John.
You got mad. Like, when you turned into a dad, you went head ass hard as a father.
Yep.
But, like, you haven't.
He has boomer tendencies.
I do have boomer tendencies.
I think we all do at a certain point. I have the least, probably.
So, I mean, I don't like it when someone just leaves stuff on the yard.
Like, when it comes to, like, social media, it's like, again, you guys have TikTok. I just got TikTok this year.
You got it just because. I don't even know why you got it.
I got it just because I was like, I'm tired of asking you guys for, like, what our views were at and stuff like that. So when you guys are like, oh, dude, our last TikTok is doing well. What's the number? You guys keep on talking.
That's new.
What's the number?
And I just stopped caring.
Hey, y'all keep on talking. What's the fuck?
No, fuck. New one just says, like, this was about to go good. I'm like, I don't care.
I'm like a fucking stalker.
I just got it because Tina would send it to
me.
Text me the fucking TikToks.
Yeah, and I got tired of that, like, too. Oh, also, paste. Safari has like a limit on how many TikToks you can watch a day. Like,
what?
How many links. Yeah. You, like, after a while, it stops. Like, it will have like
first
a
of all, why are you using Safari?
Because I have my iPhone user.
Yeah, but I don't even use Safari.
No, when people used to send me TikToks. After
yeah,
a while,
like, mine
TikTok,
doesn't open up on that. I have it as my...
Yeah, it opens up on your app. That's why I got the app after a while. Because after a while, when
yeah,
you
but
open
like I have the preset as like anytime it opens anything, I'll open it up on Chrome.
I use Safari.
Fuck that
again, boomer. I know. I don't. It's fuck the yeah.
Safari,
dude. I you probably cried with me when they closed down Internet
Prize.
Explorer.
Nah, but that's because I've been a Chrome guy since they first
really?
Came out.
That's
yeah,
why. That's why it was surprising.
But on the
for
phone,
me, but like
the
nostalgia
on the phone,
of
if
like
I need to download
Explorer.
Another, that's like my most boomer attitude about things. I
nostalgia?
Hate downloading apps. That's why if I go to
oh,
any
I
store,
it. I love it. I, love
if
that
I go to a new
especially
store,
they're
like,
convenient.
"Do you have our app?" Fuck no. I don't give a shit. No, I went to Dutch Bros today. I like, and they're like, "Do you have the app?" I'm
see,
like,
that's very hipster of you to go to Dutch Bros.
But
in Texas, bro, come on, man.
I went.
That's
the,
not
like,
in California.
That's the one thing that John is. It's, when it comes yeah. to like the things he does, like he's very into.
John goes to Trader Joe's.
No, but I only went to
Texas.
I hate Trader Joe's.
I want Trader Joe's.
What's wrong with Trader Joe's?
I think it's overhyped.
This shit is
oh, weird. That is so absurd.
I think it's overhyped. I'm not about
I
to
shop
drive
there because I
realize
have to.
This. I it's if a 40 minute
it,
drive.
That's
it's
what
it's 40 minute
if you
drive.
Say it by distance, then that would make
yeah,
a little
it's
bit
overhyped.
More
I'm not going that far just for
first
something
of all,
that good.
I'm not going anywhere far in general, but you started with like it's because it's popular.
No, I didn't say that. I just said it's overhyped to me.
Like, which okay. Semantics.
Read into whatever you want to read into. I just think it's overhyped. I'm not driving 40 minutes for a
no,
store
that
has a 12% sales tax on shit just because they have clout, apparently. Fuck
they don't
that.
Have clout.
See, but that's because it's
lie.
Overhyped.
I'm not going that far.
I wouldn't go
to there's a there's
the
a
distance.
Target right next to me. I'll
exactly.
go to that. There's a Kroger down the street. I'll go to that. I'm a Walmart person.
I do like fresh food.
But yeah,
no,
the only reason I went to Dutch, bro, was because
Whole Foods.
Whole Foods too far too.
Whole Foods is.
What did they say? I like fresh food.
I'm not
talking. You just go.
Chuckles.
Joe's like.
There goes his. Oh, there goes his talk again.
He just
the knuckles.
Everyone
the
was talking about food. He goes.
I like
fresh fruit. And I'm just like, what the fuck is that? Okay. The fuck.
Yeah.
I'm in Whole Foods.
Nguyen's yeah. cheese from fucking Foster's. So I like cheese.
I ever since I turned 27, bro, my
milk.
Brain's going mush.
But yeah, I only went to Dutch Bros because I wanted their energy drink thing. I was just like,
I don't like it.
It's too sweet.
It's way too
the
sweet.
Energy?
It's
yeah,
just
I
syrup.
It.
It's straight up
their
just
place
syrup.
Is pretty syrupy. But I told him like
Dutch Bros is like this fucking like Mr. coffee/juice place that you can go to. They have like this monster. They have like this
their
energy. Like this.
Their cold brew. Cold brew is not that bad.
They have like this Red Bull energy drink line that they have now.
But it doesn't have Red Bull in it.
Okay. Well, it just it's some sort of energy drink. Whatever.
Yeah.
But it's way too syrupy. It just straight up it's looks like they dog. Just went.
Like that shit gonna give you a headache.
But yeah, I went and they're just like, oh, can I just do that? But like, can you like not make it so sweet? And they're like, can we just put more lime than raspberry? And I was like,
go. Can you just not slam the pump 18 fucking times, please?
Give me one pump.
I got that, and then I only got it because I wasn't feeling. I wanted an energy drink, but I didn't want to get like a can, and I didn't want coffee either.
So you win.
And I'm a fucking idiot. And I'm an idiot, bro.
I didn't say smart. I also had time.
Look at this fucking.
It was just he went the most convoluted way to get an energy drink.
Yeah, but
I didn't want coffee. I didn't want a can. So I went and got something that they put 36 pumps of fucking syrup in.
Yeah, and plus, and no, and also, so this motherfucker pushed the podcast back like 3 hours. So
who?
I was like.
Dude. When?
You were like so five.
Don't play me.
5 minutes or 5:30? And I was just like, well, I have fucking time. So I drove to Patagonia. I got him spam UCB while I was at it, too.
Don't,
I was
don't
like,
play
I don't
me because you
shit.
Have weird ass taste, dog. I don't want a bottle, but I do want a cup. What the fuck?
I just wanted it. I went to Peru and got the best beans out. The best coffee.
Oh,
I wanted coffee, but I wanted extraordinary.
I want to eat spaghetti, but I don't want to eat it with a fork. But I don't have a knife. So I'm going to use this food.
I
don't fucking know, dude. I'm just making fun of
Tina,
you.
Tina found like this new boba place in Richardson, I think. And they have decaf bubble tea.
What does that mean?
Do you see the issue with that wording? Decaf bubble tea.
It's just tea that doesn't have caffeine.
But all teas have caffeine.
No. Herbal doesn't have caffeine.
Yeah, but they're using fucking like oolong, jasmine. They're using like
jasmine, the basic ones?
Yeah, the basic ones.
But I don't know that much about tea.
They also have like green tea shit.
Green tea,
but
and
they
black
call
tea.
They say it's decaf. You cannot have a green tea drink that is decaf.
No, you can. Lipton.
You can. Yeah. Green tea, there is.
Have you been to the gas station? It's 2022.
Checkmate.
There is non-caffeine
Lipton sweet green tea.
Hey, this is the same thing at work. Your ass cannot compute right now.
Dude, did you not?
No.
Where's the last time you shot for tea?
They're using because this place is saying they're using authentic tea leaves.
So like.
So they're using actual tea leaves. They cannot
be
decaf. Yes.
If it's brewed in-house, it's impossible for it to be caffeine.
What is wrong with that?
Because to me, it was just like, how can I get back? How can I win this?
There is apparently a green tea blend that's not caffeinated. It has like lemongrass and all this stuff. It's like not.
But the issue is just like, my issue was like, they're promoting that they have authentic teas, but they can be decaf too. But it's like,
you can't be authentic.
You cannot
be
authentic.
Synthesized.
Yeah, you can't have
somehow.
Authentic tea and then
like
say
there
it's
is,
decaf.
It's just like a very intensive
like
brewing process.
Especially if you say your most popular decaf drink is green tea.
It's
green
just
tea
like
has the highest concentrate of caffeine, I think, out of all the tea leaves.
I thought that was black.
No,
black
it was green tea.
Right? I don't know.
Green tea and then matcha is the highest.
Matcha is the highest.
Oh, wait, no, black tea is, I think.
Matcha is
matcha, black tea, and then green.
Matcha. I'm about to Google. Is decaf green tea natural?
I think you can. It's just like a longer process or some shit like that. It's not like a.
But I do. I first of all, I know there ain't no way they're gonna do this chemical.
It's a bunch of teenagers doing it. Yeah, and it's not happening.
They about to fucking throw them two things in there. Say it's
or Loki, you know what they probably
look at the first page
because caffeine degrades over time. They probably brewed.
They probably brewed it like a week ago.
You know how, like, when you Google shit, it gives you the first, like, little thing, and it's just like, I got the answer. I'm not going to do any more research. He does this for everything.
I look, I'm like, ooh, first link. Yeah, that sounds about right.
I'm like
number
a politician.
Is Matt.
I'm like a politician. That fits my agenda. No, but apparently there is naturally decaffeinated green tea leaves.
It's probably like
I didn't know that. I thought it was like
it's probably
you know that brand Tazo TAZO. They do bottled tea. They have a non caffeinated green tea, but it's like lemongrass.
That's weird. I didn't know that.
Made by General Tao.
Shut the fuck.
General Tao's tea.
General Sal? Did he also eat the chicken?
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, that was his brother.
Guess what? Not caffeinated.
He was on something, but it wasn't caffeine.
Oh, fuck, dude. Should we touch on the whole, like, the Roe versus Wade, like, on
Fury?
No,
did.
No, because...
Did we touch on it?
Really no, we really... I mean,
we're men. We can't...
We really can't, we really can't really say much outside
well,
of that.
I'm pretty sure we all think that penises, it's a bullshit so. Thing that it
that
got...
That is true. That is true.
All four of us have penises involved.
Do you think it's bullshit?
Yes, it's bullshit.
There you go. We all think that it's fucking dumb, but we have, like...
It is bullshit.
And they're, like, I've looked...
Yeah, I'm not
going to
get on my political high horse.
Exactly.
Oh, you have a high horse, John?
I do. I'm not
going to
bring that up for this.
I did mad research on it because I was just, like...
Did you do mad research?
Yeah, I wanted to be informed about it. Because I was, like, I felt like I wasn't. And, like, I understood...
That shit's so fucked, man.
I was, like, because the thing is that... I
was about to put it on his profile.
Yeah, baby. Hey, bro, I'm overturned.
Team Wade.
Rovers,
Team Wade.
Team Uterus.
But y'all know how I feel about doing that shit, too. Unless it benefits me.
Shut the fuck up.
Nah, but the reality.
What do you think about Roe versus Wade? Oh, my God. Let me tell you.
like Dwayne Wade? Wade. I think it's fucked, but at the same time, it's just like, I'm not surprised those fucking old folks
I'm not,
because
they're also all right-wing conservatives. Yeah, everybody on that fucking justices, all the justices are fucking Republicans.
Yeah, and it was
two of them are fucking convicted rapists.
Are they?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes, two of them are convicted rapists.
They served their time, though, so it doesn't matter.
Wait, but they're Supreme Court justices?
Supreme Court justices.
Bro, you can't. No. Yeah. That's not fair. Yeah.
They were appointed by Trump. They were his nominees, and they got appointed.
This is why I don't pay my.
Also,
I'm not, how I said that
they got rid of the Miranda rights thing?
Yeah.
They did that first and then overturned Roe versus Wade.
And then their next is gay marriage, and then after that is segregation.
And then after that, we're just.
Well, the rule that enforces segregation, technically.
What do you mean?
Like, again, the rule itself is going to be gone, but it's still up to the state if they want to or not.
That's so weird, man.
Literally, in like 30
days. It's essentially, they're saying that the nation shouldn't have final say on these things. Just like Roe versus Wade, that is the tiny stipulation that might go through. It's still up to the discretion of the states.
Yeah literally in 30
days. And that's why.
So there's still a bunch of states that you
can
still
get. Spicy tweets from that shit.
Yeah, literally in fucking Texas, in 30 days, it's going to be illegal.
Yeah,
but to me, the thing
is... Cali, I think, is like... Hard not.
No, Cali like literally is like
Austin
making
is
sure
also
that is
Austin
and so
is
New
also
York
trying to
do like a safe.
Yeah, trying to do it for that. Like you can do it here type of shit.
Shout out to Dix, the CEO.
Oh yeah,
massive like awesome shit that she's
he sent out
Dix's email.
She said that if you need to get a procedure done, we will cover the cost.
We'll cover. No, it's 40. It's 400. It's 4,000.
Yeah, we'll reimburse you.
There's a company that's doing the same thing, but they're like allowing them to. They're not going to use their vacation time, and they reimburse them for the travel.
Yeah,
somewhere.
And like somebody else.
A lot of the companies are starting. A lot of the companies are starting now. Say like, if you have to travel out of state to do it, we will reimburse.
Meanwhile, you know. Chick-fil-A's at home going,
no. Chick-fil-A hasn't said shit.
We might.
Since they got fucking
might,
called out for the LGBTQ
we might open
thing.
For Sunday. We might.
We might.
That's what I'm thinking about.
ever since Chick-fil-A got called out for being against the LGBTQ.
Yeah, baby.
They haven't said shit. They haven't said anything.
Those breasts are for the Lord.
See, but to me, what's crazy is like when shit is made illegal,
we give you the spicy chicken to cleanse your sins.
People will find a way.
the underworld becomes like ooh a new
but
market.
The thing about it is just like it's not going to stop abortion. It's just going to make it really unsafe.
Old retired black market plastic surgeons are like, my time is back. They walk into the office. Don't call it. Come back.
Oh my God, this is fucking. Sad.
It's just I think we all can agree. It's a fucked up situation.
It's a fucked up situation. But
we all think that it's bullshit.
But it's weird how like old heads are still like. And that's the part that I'm like tripped out about like American politics is like old heads have like the most.
Well, it's kind of obvious as soon as this like course of action was kind of obvious when they started making it. The line between state and church blurred. You knew they
but
were
I'm
trying
surprised,
to
like,
they're trying to, like,
2022, dude. Like,
I'm not.
Is it their last grasp?
I think that whole decade of the 2010s, because it started swinging more liberal, like, the conservatives were, like, in their fucking caves just, like, plotting.
But this is where I turned a little bit to Nguyen. I turned at, like, a little bit like him where I'm, like, conspiracy theory. I'm just, like, they do some fuck shit that's very in the light, to hide some shit that they're doing that you don't see.
Yeah,
they did that before.
Here's the one thing.
Why do you think people gave a fuck about 9/11?
No one knew about the Miranda rights.
They were at home. They're just like, fuck. Mm-hmm. We already killed Jackson. What do we do now?
Just fucking shot.
Let's go after the wombs.
You're stupid. We can't. We don't have Michael.
Fuck.
Just when we need him.
That was our last bullet. What do we got now?
Because to me,
hey,
like,
you know that Roe v.
Because if I'm being real, bro, this is my conspiracy hat turning on. Like the whole like authoritarian rule, or like the beginning of authoritarian rule, starts with like stripping like small rights, like one. Because to me, that's what like I found weird after post pandemic, because that's what I'm gonna call it. Everybody's not giving a fuck anymore.
Well, I mean, the new strain of corona, the vid, will specifically target your lungs. It just won't.
I thought you were gonna go somewhere else.
It will straight up go.
It specifically, it targets liberals.
Liberals. It'll straight up go.
It goes for the rebel alliance.
It goes straight to the lungs, and it has long term effects. Like this is like an official thing now.
A lot of people are getting fucked over.
But no one gives a fuck. The cases are going back up. So,
but see how fast.
No one gives a fuck.
But see how fast, like in a split second, the government was like, everybody shut down. Everybody was locked in for a while, and then everybody started getting stir crazy. And just
we all got convict.
So to me, it's like it. To me, Loki, that. In like my conspiracy hat, that was like the first test of like, let's see if we can do a mass kind of like control thing. Okay, that kind of worked.
But you would have to say that for every country in the world.
Exactly.
True. Yeah, and every some countries are still fine.
The reason why that I'm not shitting on your conspiracy, but I feel like the plot hole on this is like, if it's a situation of control, why are they swing like the group of people that were the most like resistant to the whole pandemic lockdown stuff were conservative people.
Yeah, because
quote unquote.
But
so why has it post pandemic or post like major part of the pandemic, all the government rulings have been more conservative.
Right, but like this is what I'm saying, where like it's authoritarians, like they're testing out how far they can push it.
Do you think?
I think it's like a little like it's like this like.
Do you think it was the storming of the Capitol that they were like,
that's just like flipping on your lights in your room?
Or they're just testing out each group of American citizens to see who will react the most intense. They're like, you know what? Wear a mask. Oh, they stormed the Capitol. Let's not fuck with them anymore.
No, but to me, it's like they're testing, because at the end of the day, like,
meanwhile, they made a rule against anti-abortion rule, and they're just standing in front of the courthouse. And they're marching.
Oh, they're singing the fucking, what's that one cringe video where it's like some people from like the Congress, like as soon as that shit happened, like they were singing God Bless America, and it was so cultish. I was like, oh my god, all the
celebrities. Oh,
it was just like congresswomen. There's like God Bless. I'm like, dude, what is going on here? Like, what episode, what Netflix show am I watching that it's just like,
what episode of Westworld is
this? Yeah, I'm like, what is going
Black
on?
Mirror.
Yeah, some Black Mirror.
Like
shit,
to me, it's just like. Because to me, my conspiracy theory is not that they're going to try to be authoritarian. It's like they're testing out certain things to eventually go that direction. Because, dude, women's just not to the right. Like, that's the strike one.
It's just like, how the fuck is it that someone can decide what the fuck you want to do with yourself?
Yeah.
That's just wild.
It's our government.
Man, fuck it.
Like, I understand if there's, like, it's more like, restrictions it's also to funny make how it, like, they, safe.
It's like, you're free, adjacent.
it's funny how they're, like, what's it called? They'll say shit like, Roe versus Wade is super outdated and blah, blah, blah. It needs to change. But then we have gun laws from the fucking 1800s that haven't
changed. That was someone.
Everybody said that.
That was a comedian's bit. He was just, like, he did a tour in Texas. And he was just, like, bro, Texas lawmakers, y'all are on some shit. You know, Cali, we legalize weed. Y'all. Loosen gun control. Y'all don't want to smoke. Y'all want to smoke people.
You don't want to smoke. You want the smoke.
Yeah. Because to me, like,
know what? You guys seem really upset about our economy and shit. Everybody get a gun. How does that make sense? Meanwhile, Callie was like, hey, man, take a puff. Chill out. Let's watch some more Rick and Morty, guys. Let's see what's going on.
Rick and Morty.
Jesus Christ, bro. That shit's mad-ting. So I feel for all the women out there, for real.
Yeah, it's just fucking...
I mean,
I'm just like, one, I don't know if John, but like, as like having a...
As a woman, John.
I'm saying, having a sister, I'm just like, if something would...
Were to happen.
Would to happen to her.
And it's not even just that.
Now I'm just like, motherfucker...
You going to Cali.
Yeah, it's not even just the whole abortion part of it. It's like, realize this. This ruling also breaks like women confidentiality rules and yeah. stuff like that. The reason this whole thing, like, again, I'm not 100% educated, but like the whole Same. Thing, the big thing that was that caused this whole court thing to happen was women were actually being prosecuted for their miscarriages.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Damn. I've been around plenty of women that have had miscarriages. Trust me. And no part in choice did they sit there and go, I want to lose this baby. Fuck it. And fell down a staircase or some bullshit
or
like
took
that.
A kickboxing class.
Yeah, none of them were doing it. Like they, like I've heard actual stories of like women like going, I woke up in the middle of the night and there was blood on my like sheets and I cried for months afterwards. I felt horrible because my body rejected life.
Right. There's been
and then now they're going to be criminalized for that. Like realize this: if you go, yeah. if you have a miscarriage, you can't get it cleaned out. You're supposed to just die.
The thing is scary is that is there going to be persecution? Like is it going to be to the point where like you heard the story of that Uber driver that was taking this chick to the clinic to get an abortion and he kind of figured out where she was going, so he stopped the car. He's like, I can't let you do this. Like I'm not going to drive you. And then the chick's like, dude, just fucking take me. Like I'm not asking you to fucking.
I'm
not asking for your theology. I'm just asking you to drive me to the spot.
Yeah, and they'll say, oh, it's against my religion. Yeah. Wow.
So, like, to me, it's like, and that's like,
but like, but that's the thing. So that, wow. also,
so that like, was the thing. Like, I watched some of the reasons that people do is because, so there was this guy that I watched, Dr. K. He streams and like helps a lot of people. He's a therapist. But he was just like, he even says, like, I'm not well versed in this, but there has been cases where, like, he talked about this one case, but pretty much, the child didn't develop a brain.
Yeah.
But he was like, the thing was pretty much like.
He had a body.
Yeah, I had a whole body. But I'm just like, it didn't develop a
brain. It was like
brain.
It had a vessel, yeah. but it didn't yeah. have
so
a
So I'm just like, one, she can have it, but it's like, it's not going to live.
It's going to be
yeah.
stillborn.
Yeah, it's going to stillborn. It's not going to be, it's not going to live. So I'm just like, in these certain cases, that's why now you can do this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, and now you're taking that away, and now you're going to prosecute somebody because
crime,
of it,
dude.
Yeah,
like if it was a citation,
and in Texas it's 60, like it's 60 it's fucking fuck, years, man. Like
yeah, it's an old.
No, but like, yeah. like
oh
to
no,
be
there's
like
it's
60
almost
years.
It's almost weird. On par with manslaughter.
Yeah,
and I'm like for yeah. something that could just happen to any woman, and I'm like, dude, the thing that just weirds me out is just like the Twitter, the whole like angry tweet things. Some of them were like, some of them, although they're like. They're flying at the seat of their pants kind of shit. Some of the, there's some truth in there. Like someone even pointed it out. They're just like, it's all convenient for you guys to like feel like you have every right to control a woman's body and stuff like that until that girl is the wrong girl. Like one of these motherfuckers are going to knock up a girl. And low-key, they thought about having an abortion. Or even someone was like pointing out like some, one of the like actual like a politician, again, their job is to go to college and educate themselves. They said majority of abortions were done by colored people. In my personal experience, been mostly white people. Like, you made it a racial thing? Okay, let's make it a racial thing. Most of the people that I've ever seen go have an abortion because they don't want to have a kid were white girls.
Yeah, there was a politician who got called out because, like, some chick called him out saying that your son made me take Plan B.
That was the one I was going to say. That's the spicy one that was funny, Loki. He tweeted, like, he was like, Arizona's definitely going to ban abortion. We're the number one state in the world, in our country, that is pro-choice. And she was like, by the way, your son made me take plenty of Plan Bs, so go on with that.
See, that's your truth. I don't get the... it's like, always why contradict? Until. Like, don't contradict yourself. Like, you're going to have that energy. Like, have
no,
it
because
through
they're,
and gonna,
they're doing it because, again, it's a popularity thing.
Yeah.
With politics, it's like... it's just popularity.
And again, it's the way they also
it's
frame
like, it's
it
been
too.
Like that forever.
It's yeah, it's a, also it's a manipulative thing that for them, because the way they present it is like, we're getting rid of this because we're tired of people just aborting, having unprotected sex and aborting babies. But you don't realize this case covers so much other things that are important, integral yeah. for women's health.
That's
nowadays.
Why you see a lot of Republicans being fucking God-fearing men. They always bring religion into their
that's so to me issue. it's literally you're forcing women to have babies, like yes. literally
they're forcing them to have babies.
They're forcing
and fun
them
fact,
to, that's literally
still,
what it is. It's
we're still
going to
have
like,
a we're still having a baby
babies.
Formula shortage, and the so increasing amount of people dude. That can breastfeed nowadays is getting smaller and smaller too, and it's just what the fuck
baby formula shortage. We have plenty of kids in foster care.
That's
and we're one of the richest countries that have the highest mortality.
And then you want them to what? Give them away?
That's what's gonna happen. That's what's gonna happen. They're gonna force these women to have these kids, and they're gonna put them in foster care, and it's gonna overfill the system that's already full.
Yeah, it's just like it's ridiculous. And again, there's nothing wrong with.
America. America's more shoot first, think later.
That's
like,
literally
more
what,
pull the trigger and then think later.
That's literally what Dr. K was saying. Is just like you're not thinking the full idea out.
Yeah,
it's like because he brought in healthcare. I was like literally like if. It's like if someone goes to the ER and they have like no matter what, doctors are like they take the oath of like we are like no matter what gonna save your life. Yeah. No matter if you're like if you say you want to pull the plug, our job is to save your life. And they perform all these like fucking things and like now who pays for it if he can't pay? The fucking hospital does.
Yeah.
And then if the hospital keeps on doing that, they're going to go under. So what do? They go to the government and be like, hey, we're going to go under because no one's paying.
Yep.
So it's just like, so what do we need to, so you guys don't go under? It's like, we need this. And then they pay it off. And who pays it off? Taxpayers. So technically, we are paying for fucking healthcare like worldwide. Yeah, it's just, not. It's slowly. It's like, what people don't understand is like, we're doing things that you don't want. Already,
yeah.
The repercussion of this is not even just control about body. It's like it's just gonna make that disparity between the rich and poor more and more.
Exactly,
it's classism.
We're always gonna pay
because
the lower class citizens, and this is coming from a group of guys that are like considered more middle class, upper middle class, or whatever. We're like in terms of like nationally, we're in the 1%, but like. The disparity, the whole
distance. We're not in the 1%. I'm not Jeff Bezos.
The 1% of the world.
Oh, the world.
That's what I'm saying.
1%.
So, like, trust me, I know there's like countries out there that have way bigger problems than us. But like this is just like a true testament that like the government, like we're actually witnessing our government turn from representing the people to now just representing who they want to represent.
Oh, representing money. Now,
this is a lobbyist kind of system.
Which people, like, I find it interesting, like when because I'm all about like I hate both the right and the left. I hate the right for being so close-minded, and I hate the left for being so volatile and forcing, tolerance, which is not, you don't force tolerance. It's like counterproductive. So to me, it's just like, it's sad to see like from both sides, like when you hear like, God bless this day. We finally did something for, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, dude, no, you didn't. You just fucking made life harder for more people.
You stepped back like fucking decades.
And then the other side is like, if you're not a man and you're not saying anything, you're not doing about it, you're with them. So just like, wait, what is going on? Why is
you're making
why is everybody dividing each other into like sub, like y'all are dividing battles into like this one thing? It's just like everybody gets so. I think someone said it on a tweet. It's like, we're not supposed to listen to each other's thoughts and opinions this much and consume it, especially because it becomes volatile to the point where like people's perception of like. Let's say like a right wing person, because I've spoken to people that are against like abortion, but to them the information that they were fed was more like the fear Christian type shit. Like you can't kill a child, like a child of God, bro. That's fucked up. It's a baby. It's a soul.
Yeah,
and
they
like,
always preference it as like buyer's remorse. The reason people only have abortions is because of buyer remorse, but they don't understand the full spectrum of what goes into this stuff. And I'm like, again, this is coming from. Loop back from our last episode. This is coming from a person that grew up in a Christian household and stuff like that. And even my parents were like, yo, we're low-key, we're pro-choice. But that's because if you want to do something that is needed for your body, you should do it. Like, not every abortion is actually a sin. And then for them, they're like, if you get pregnant because you didn't want to put on a condom and you have an abortion, they're talking to me. I was like, uh-huh. Then we think that would be bad. I was like, okay, but ultimately, you're gonna do it if you want to.
Yeah, because to me, it shouldn't be silly nilly. Where like, I get both sides to the point where like, you shouldn't use abortion as like the plan C after plan B.
Yeah,
but also at the same time, it's like, dude, it's not your life. It's, number one, it's not gonna affect you. Number one, it's not coming out of your bank account. Number two, it's not affecting your body. It's like, why does it bother you? Is it because your theology? Cool. If that's your case, if that's your only reason, then get away from me, like, bro. Just because I like chicken nuggets and you like pizza doesn't mean that I'm a shitty person. It just means that I have a different preference. Exactly. But I do think if you are a person that uses abortion as like a plan C, because there are some cases that does
that. I think that's reckless. Yeah,
it, that's reckless.
But you
You have the right to, but also you should be conscious of what it is that you're doing to your body.
Yeah.
Because this is not like, again, some people think that your body's like, can like, boop, 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 boop. No, like, there's effects that happen afterwards. Like,
and there's also an emotional shift.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one thing that,
consideration. Like,
when I speak to, like,
the best example was, yeah, like, the whole Gus Johnson situation. This was being pushed on a girl so hard because it was going to ruin his career. You didn't take the consideration, like, this girl has to, like, now get rid of life that's in her body.
Exactly.
Like, you feel it. Like,
again, she even said prior to this, it was like, she wasn't, she never wanted to have a kid, but, like, that whole body instinct of, like, your body, like, your body changes. And then at the same time, then that shit was literally, like, killing her. And then she had to have surgery for it. But if this shit happened prior to that, she could technically be going to jail.
She would be a criminal. Yeah. And that video would be her confessing to her crime.
Yeah,
and
that's
the fun thing
weird,
is,
man.
This ruling doesn't just affect this. Technically, this ruling being gone now, or like the law being acquitted and everything, now means that she technically could be trialed as a criminal.
She's in LA. She's fine.
Bro, it don't matter.
She could.
It all depends.
Because she still lives under the statute of limitation. It hasn't been 7 years since it happened. So if she went to another state and someone's like, "Hey, you used to breathe,"
that is very true.
Arrested.
I'm surprised. I'm curious to see what happens when, if they're gonna do the whole, like, are they gonna make a special police division that only specializes in abortion laws? And they're gonna be like,
honestly, what's gonna happen is they'll. Again, they shot first. They didn't think about it. They're going to probably think about it, and then they'll probably just
revert it again.
Maybe revert it, or just like
come up with
update the
one.
Fucking new law or some shit. Like, there's going to be something, but like,
but at the same time, we're going
America
by
at this point is the fucking laughing stock of the first
this
world.
This is a Supreme Court ruling. Dude. So the only way to really cancel that out is to have.
I don't know how that shit works.
It's a check and balance. Biden has to sign off on something.
Which was funny because they called him out, because in October of like 2019 or some shit like that, he said he was going to codify Roe versus Wade.
This is why I don't understand. This is why, okay.
No one did. No other president has.
Yeah, Obama said the same thing. He didn't do it. Biden said the same thing. Didn't do it.
That's why I don't understand how people have this fan. Because I understand people having fandom for like BTS. Michael Jackson.
Yeah, when you start treating politicians as celebrities,
yes,
and you put them on this like
pedestal.
It's not good.
It gets
because you have
man.
To like a lot of people don't realize that like he says all this shit, but 9 times out of 10 he's not gonna act on it. He only said it because he knows that he'll get him into office.
There's so much fucking loophole that they have.
Yeah, and if you would have to try to pass it, you'd have to get it. You have
again,
to get
just
it through.
Like this whole ruling thing, he could sign off and say that he doesn't want it to go through. But guess what happens after that? It goes to the Senate. The Senate revotes if it's something that the Supreme Court should review, and the Supreme Court re-reviews it.
And then they're gonna
say
no.
It's the same fucking people that are still gonna want to outlaw. Yeah. Like,
so at the end of the day, it's gonna be a never-ending loophole.
Yeah.
That's the part that people don't understand. Like, these people that you think are in your best interest can easily be bought. Just like any other dude, this is what I tell people. Literally, America is like Latin America, but with a really good polished lobby. Like, everybody's getting paid on the table. Dude, you think fucking politicians get paid 6 figures to do speeches?
That's what I'm saying.
They don't get paid to do speeches. They get paid for a bribe. Yeah. Let's be real.
America, again, like, if you listen to other news outlets from around the world, every first world country, we're viewed as like the shittiest first world country. Period.
It's a reality show.
Yeah, it's
anything.
Dude.
Like we're being
and
seen
the part
as
that
like
wilds
we're
me out.
The, our leader, our government is like is viewed as incompetent because no one understands why this shit is happening in the first place.
Hot take. It's also the public's fault for that. Because 100%. Again,
yeah, no, it's also
our government is supposed to be a representation of us as a society.
Exactly.
Like we're supposed to vote people in that properly reflect our people. Instead, it becomes a fucking gang war identity kind of thing. And because of that, our fucking actual government looks like a shit show because that's a reflection of what our
it's more annoying when people don't try to vote and they're like, oh, my vote's not going to matter because of the Electoral College. Bro,
and even
you vote people into the fucking Electoral College. That's how it works, you stupid fucks. And your vote counts.
I know.
You have to get the fucking people in there. It's annoying when you use the excuse that
I'm uneducated, so that's why I never vote.
It's just annoying when people start using the excuse, oh, the Electoral College. You do realize if you vote from a local government point, you get them into the office. They're now part of the Electoral College,
yeah.
which and then will help you with the fucking vote that you want in the first yeah. place. You don't just sit here and try to fucking go, oh, the Electoral College is going to blah, 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 blah. Just stop making excuses. Just say, I don't want to vote because I don't want to vote. But then don't bitch if you didn't vote. That's my issue. If you're going to fucking sit here and bitch and moan about it, but you didn't vote the last two elections, shut your fucking mouth. You don't get a fucking word. You didn't do your job as a citizen. And if you're going to bitch about the fucking new policies, that's entirely on you. You had the choice. You had the power to do it. And yet you did not. Every local government will tell you when their voting dates are. Like, even fucking the Texas one is very soon.
Yeah.
We are about to, we have to know.
No.
No, it's going to start. It's pretty soon.
No, because literally when this
For congressional. It's yeah. I thought you were going to say local.
We are very close. If you are in Texas and you don't like this shit and you don't like Greg Abbott and all that shit, vote. Go vote. Don't just sit on your ass and then hope that.
Don't make it more better.
Don't sit and complain.
Use the other excuse. Oh, well,
it's
just backseating.
That's essentially what it is. It's backseating in a social aspect. Yeah,
it's just annoying because like people always say, oh, my vote's not going to matter. Yeah. It's just one vote. But then you look at the tallies and then like the person you wanted to win was only maybe a couple hundred off. Like, but and then like the reality sinks in. Like, oh, the shit, they're only a couple hundred off. If every fucker that said, my vote's not going to count because it's just one.
Yeah,
they would have. They might have won. Like, it's just
part of growing up
shit.
Is understanding, like, you as a voter is not. Yeah, obviously, like, once you hit, like, the national levels, like the presidents and stuff like that, your vote is one in a million. But, like,
but if it's a local government shit,
change starts from a local level first.
If you're part of the local government and you don't vote, you're realizing that. People who do vote, which are the older, like, boomers, they're going to vote. They always vote. They've always voted.
Like, realize this. Like, during the Bush administrative, Texas was a guaranteed red. In the last couple of presidencies, it's become a sweaty
point.
This last one, they were sweating about it. And that's because local governments have started becoming more blue and blue. Like, Dallas is a predominantly blue, like, county.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, also, you got to understand, like,
now obviously
America is, like, the biggest... distract. Like, you remember back in the day when the internet, when you click the website and like 50 pop-ups would come up? That's what America is.
Yeah,
like you think like, you're just supposed to, okay, government vote local and we're gonna make change. Oh wait, Kardashians. Oh wait, boom. Oh,
another
wait, Kanye.
Shooting.
Oh, another shooting. This to the point where like
World Cup's gonna be here.
Yeah.
Get the fuck here.
The American people are so, dude, that's what America, the beautiful thing that not even the beautiful thing, but the darkest thing that I've seen America as a power as a like a country do is they're so good at distracting
people. Well, they're so good at making people
like
20,
we're just a content
the 24 hour news cycle is so real, dog. Like bro, a month ago people were all about the Ukraine war. Everybody was fucking Ukrainian, and then now like things shift so fast that people don't even.
That shit's still going on.
It's still going on, but now people are like, it's not all over Twitter anymore.
Not even that. It's not even. We talked about like fucking how COVID is. Still a thing. Still in a pandemic.
But it's not as high anymore.
Again, I don't even think it's just our country thing. I think it's just like, again, we're still on that cusp of understanding how advanced our technology is in terms of like information flow. Because like even on like a smaller scale, I overheard someone go, "You heard about the new COVID strain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the monkeypox. Yeah, yeah, yeah." I'm like, no, those are two separate things. Yeah, it started from the gays, too. I was like, whoa, what?
Yeah.
I read it on Facebook, too. I was like, dude. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, and that's where it's just like, goes, so going back good. To the fucking weird fucking beginning we had, it goes back to what fucking social media wants you to see.
Like Tom Hanks.
It goes back to Tom Hanks.
Yeah, it goes back. It did. That's the thing. Like,
you should have got COVID, you fucking bitch. <man.
laughs> Yeah, I feel like someone said, like, someone, I forgot who told me, like, but someone's like, I think the world ended when COVID started. Like, the new, like, the civilization that we knew stopped, and then we're now living in a new existence. Like, post.
But it also was time for people to catch. That whole COVID period of time was, like, time, like, a weird, like, pause for everybody in society to catch up to their own, like, ignorance.
It did, but also, like, there was so much tension, man.
Like, it was, but like...
Like, there's so much, like, I feel like...
There was so much tension for no fucking reason other than...
Nah, Trump. Trump stirred the pot.
I mean, Trump stirred the pot, but like
careful,
he stirred the pot
three times
on.
Pop
on.
Yeah, he might pop up.
You say Trump three times, he appears. Go.
a new season of Apprentice will show up.
Yeah,
I said Trump three times.
Just, didn't show up. I know, I didn't want to do it.
Nah, you're
it, it's just yeah, it's just not the moment. So not annoying, moment, and right, it's more annoying when like
but people are
like, oh, I'm not a sheep. Y'all is your sheep. Blah blah blah. Is that bro? If you consume a media from a certain outlook, you're a sheep.
Yeah.
You're not forming
your
own validation. You buy
like everybody else, brother.
Yeah, you're not forming your own opinion. You're getting basically like
you're getting fed what you want.
You know, you stay here and say that, what? But then you know you have a preference for toilet paper brand, or you feed into the Dunkin' and Starbucks war and stuff like that.
People that say I'm not sheep, it's just there's just so much shit right now.
Talk about Whataburger versus fucking In-N-Out,
Apple versus iPhone.
Exactly. We're all consumers.
Fucking who plays what on what system?
Dude, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard were fucking popping like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, no
dude,
one cares.
Literally, the revised of this decision came out, and then Amber Heard and Donnie Depp covered that shit up.
Yeah, they just
and then everybody like, it's finalized. Everybody's like, what? No, and we're like, bro, y'all got a rough draft like a month ago. Yeah. Y'all knew this was gonna happen.
Yeah,
y'all got so caught up in the Amber Heard, Donnie Depp, and all the bullshit that
and the new season of Stranger Things.
Y'all forgot this was gonna happen. This was already. Yeah, like Loki, someone leaked it, and then.
It was leaked. The draft was leaked. They looked at it. They glossed over it completely.
Yeah. Just it made headlines for 2 days.
Just to continue watching Amber Heard and shit. Yeah. Amber Heard pops done. Then they fucking pass this, and now everyone's super
then
surprised.
Then the mass shooting happens,
they
and
said,
then
wait
this
a minute.
And then they're like trying to act like it came out of nowhere when
exactly.
It was released.
They shot
and then ironically, this weekend is July. No, next week is July 4th. So I want to see how that's going to fucking work out, too. So I feel like, see, to me, it's like,
you guys got
playing. To me, it's like I. This is why I believe people believe in the whole controlled chaos theory, where like, man, the government's setting it up, man. Yeah.
No,
because
it's so fucking convenient.
Where like, fucking kids get murdered, which is so fucking sad. And then 2-3 weeks later, then women have to have labor no matter what. But the guns, we can kind of like, we'll figure out the guns, because the guns is complicated, because guns are so weird. But the human body, that's in the anatomy of humans and science that's been fucking studied for ages, that's way too cool. That's simple, dude. Fucking, you can't.
Yeah, no,
like,
I hate the gun shit.
Again, my y'all biggest, talk about outdated laws. Those are outdated
dude,
laws.
My fucking or even biggest annoyance is when someone says, oh, they don't even know what AR means. Bro, why the fuck does it matter if I know what I know what it is. It stands for Armalite. Okay, cool. But what the fuck does that have to do?
I just learned. I thought it's for assault rifle.
No, it's an Armalite.
Assault rifle 15.
AR stands for Armalite.
It was
Armalite.
The 15th one they made.
But no, but in,
it's Armalite. But it's like people try to like switch like how like you're supposed to think about like the gun laws outdated. All right, those are written back when fucking it took 5 minutes to
but
shoot
realize
one bullet.
Realize how all that conversation was getting real hot. Now this is taking over.
Yeah,
this gun conversation. Not gonna give a fuck.
Oh, kids died. It's whatever, dude. Women are now forced to have.
And it's not that it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's that people are gonna be like,
exactly.
Well, now this is what we have to tackle.
This
basically American. The American people. It just seems like we all have ADHD.
Exactly.
Basically, we all have ADHD.
But dude, again, people own news outlets that are in cahoots with politicians, so. Bro, I'm telling you, like, maybe, like, y'all make fun of me because I'm, like, tinfoil hat, but, bro, like, my parents lived through fucking dictatorship. Like, this is literally how it goes down!
I don't know if it's because of the tinfoil hat.
These type of things are fine, but when you're trying to sit here and tell me we're living in a fucking computer program, bro, okay, you need to chill
bro,
the fuck out.
You tell me.
Or when you try to blame Tom Hanks for pedophilia. Bro, just a little
calm
worried.
Down, Neo. Calm down, Neo.
Calm down, Brotacho.
But that's what I mean. That's why I'm so skeptic, because like, it starts out slow, and then in the blink of a hat, it's like the roller coaster going up. It's like,
and then
right when everybody's like, oh my god, it's getting worse, and then just goes, you're like, oh shit, we're back in 1937, and next thing you know, fucking slave labor is a thing again.
I think in the next decade or so, we're definitely gonna have a civil war.
We're either going to have a big civil war, or we're going to have a giant change in politics.
I don't think it's
going to
be necessarily a war, but I feel like we're on the cusp of like that.
Honestly,
I feel like when you say this, it's going to be Twitter fingers?
I think right now we are in a war, but it's an information war. There's a lot of
we are starting to witness like the next level of what a civil war should it might be like. We grew up in a few civil wars in terms of like other countries, and they're like for the most part, America's always been the one that helps set the infrastructure for the little guy. We're now at that point where the little guy is an American. Like, what do we...
Here's my theory. China says, hey, hypothetically, if there were a civil war and there's actually two teams, I wouldn't be surprised if China goes, we will fund the rebels and we will give weapons to the rebels.
But who's going to be the rebels? That's the part that we're trying to see.
That's what I cannot see someone from Los Angeles being like, I'm going to stand up and fight for the rebels. Like, no, dude, nobody wants that. People want to, shift and do
rebels. Are you saying the conservatives are going to be the
I'm saying rebels? That I don't know who in the left is going to have the balls to fight a war like that. I don't think
all
anybody
I know
has
is, all I know
hey, bro,
is
from
is
what we talking about, AOC is our goddamn layer. So.
You just triggered a lot.
No, because to me, it's not that. It's like people think about revolution in, the term of, watching a movie. Because there is an ending that is kind of predictable.
I mean,
but
if
this
we
shit
frame
is
it like Les Miserables, I'm just saying. I could definitely see some Democrats hopping on that.
But yeah, revolutions
are dance.
I mean, we're technically. Yeah. I mean, we're technically in a war, information war, because have people who are outwardly racist, sexist, whatever.
Or hourly just putting misinformation.
Yeah,
just
and people
to,
on TikTok will find their information, their businesses, their house, their names, and they will get their businesses
get
to dog. Fail.
It's
they
literally a dog. Thing where they say it's just like TikTok. What's the fucking thing where they say it's just like, it's like TikTok, do your thing or whatever.
Yeah,
they literally say this shit.
Yeah.
TikTok is, Twitter used to do that way back.
When people used to get swatted?
Yeah, people
like
find
them. Yeah, people would do something fucking super racist or some shit. And people on Twitter will find them, all their information.
Yeah, man.
It's the same thing that's happening on TikTok. Like, we're technically in a war in terms of, financial wars because people are doxing their fucking business, review pages, giving them 1 stars and, reporting their
ruining
asses.
Ruining fucking
they're
businesses.
Yeah. It's happening. Yeah. It's just, on a smaller scale. But I honestly feel like in the next few years, we'll probably have, a giant political change in terms of, the government changer,
people aliens need to come down or something, bro. We all need
people
to get
are
fucking
super,
we are the people
super upset that Roe versus Wade got fucking overturned.
But just like train wrecks, we'll see you in Canada. And this has been another episode.
This gives me Korean and Vietnam vibes. Those are the two outcomes.
What do you mean?
We might just have to split the fucking U.S. in half.
Split it. We split.
I'm all for making North America into three or two separate countries, bro, and have a good mutual economic exchange. And I think that's plausible. But the thing is
Texas is trying to secede.
Yeah,
Texas is trying to secede.
See, but to me, it's
for the third time.
Again, it's a current.
This is their third time trying to say they're going to secede.
And one of their big bargaining thing was, you need to get rid of this bill. Some people think that that's what they're doing is to hush up some of the more right sided states to let them calm, the politicians not.
I just like how Texas politicians think that if we were to secede and if they try to start, we would somehow win.
Economically speaking, Texas can withhold itself.
Economically.
Military-wise, we would get fucking.
I don't know, bro.
On.
Everybody in this motherfucker has
guns. It don't
guns.
Fucking matter if you have guns, bro. These are fucking rednecks that haven't been trained.
Hey,
dude,
bro, but
you'd be surprised how strong the human will is, dog.
Oh yeah.
I got my family in LA, daddy.
I'm sure this human will is strong, but it's not strong enough to stop a fucking 9mm going through your chest. That ain't strong enough, bro.
I'm gonna crip my ass out the hill.
This ain't no fucking movie. You ain't the superhero of the story, bro.
Oh my god. But on that note, make sure to like, comment, subscribe. If you're a right wing politician,
actually let us know your thoughts on what the
let
fuck
us know your thoughts. Like, if you're with any team, just let us know what you think. Cause fuck, dude, this shit's weird, man.
And honestly, you can insult us if you want to, but if you're gonna try to make a point and then insult us, we're just one, we'll make fun of you.
If you're just gonna shit on us, we'll make fun of you.
Yeah, but if you have an actual point and you want to have an actual conversation,
please
leave it in
the
comments or even fucking message us. We'll bring it up on the next one.
Number math. We were just talking about fucking abortion. Number
math. And also, we would have wished this fucker a happy birthday, but he changed the logins to all his shit.
No,
all the time.
Oh yeah, I forgot my password for the fourth time.
But wish him a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah. He's old now.
All right.